establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Is Buck Keeley, who's been with us in the past, and basically he's a grows vegetables, he grows fruits, and he is with us to tell you a little bit about what you should be doing now to prepare to be able to grow your own food. Now, why is this important? Well, I think we're moving into a very, very difficult time, and it may very well be that you're not going to have ready access to food. Fruits and vegetables, and this is good information to know. And even if I'm incorrect, even if there's not a crisis looming, why, it's fun to grow your vegetables. We've actually started doing this, learning how to do it, and so with us, Buck Keeley. Buck, thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for letting me on with you, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you just talk to our listeners a little bit about what they should be doing now. Now it's time to start getting the soil ready, because they should have been working at this for some time, but getting the soil ready, and then begin thinking about when they're going to begin to plant. And, of course, you have information on where to plant in various parts of the country. That's available on your website. But you pick up the story, and I'll just listen.
Well, this is the last of the time to be preparing your soil. You ought to be getting your compost spread on your soil and worked in. And if you're going to put in manure, to make sure you put in aged manure on your soil and work it in. To get your compost pile refreshed and restarted for this year, to be building it for next year's soil. And so it's a time that you get the last stages of your soil preparation ready for your seed. In certain parts of your country now, and in most of it, there's some plants you could be planting. Your cold weather plants, such as your English peas and super peas, and you could be putting in your greens such as lettuces, who love the cool weather, and broccoli and cauliflower. Your turnips could be going into the ground in most areas now, and radishes and beets and potatoes. So all of the root crops in most of the zones could be going in. And then preparations for those more tender plants, such as your tomatoes and your peppers, it'd be time to be consider getting them started indoors in several zones. That your key to understanding when to put the plants in is knowing what zone you live in. And if you go to seedcatalog.com and pick any of the vegetables you're interested in planting and click on them, there will be a link that will take you to a zone chart to show you where you live and what zone you're in. It'll give you the last known frost date, as well as there will be other links that will help you with knowing how deep to plant the seeds and how far apart and how to feed them with good fertilizer during the year. So lots of information there to help you know when. But the most important part is knowing where you live and what zone you live in, so you know when the last known frost date is to know when to put your plants in the ground. And the key to that is successful gardening is making sure your soil temperature is an acceptable area. If you put in your plants, even if you don't get a frost, before your soil temperature's up, they'll sit there and oftentimes develop a root rot or the seeds will rot in the ground and you won't get any product anyway. So take time to research where you're at and find out what time you ought to be planting.
Now, how can people get to your website and learn about the charts that you have there, about the various loans, when the last frosts are, and when they should start thinking about putting in certain types of plants? Certain plants you can put in any time, but others are very, very temperature sensitive. So how can people get to your website and get that information?
Just go to your browser that you use, your favorite browser, type into the address bar, seedcatalog.com, seedcatalog.com, all one word, and that'll take you to our front door. And there you're going to find a lot of good articles on the importance of planting only heirloom seeds, the nature and the products, how they operate, as well as some information on genetically modified seeds, the importance of staying away from that kind of seed product, as well as there'll be a lot of useful information about the basic gardening concepts. And then if you'll click on buy on any of the icons that says buy seed, that'll take you into the store. And there's where you'll find your help for when you click on, for example, for cauliflower, you'll find we have several varieties of cauliflower. You select the one you're interested in, and there'll be links there that'll take you to the websites that you need for planting schedules as well as the zone charts.
Now, could you explain to our listeners the difference between heirloom seeds and the seeds that they're ordinarily going to get at the, the big box stores? And why are heirloom seeds different? Why are they better?
Well, heirloom seeds are seeds that's unadulterated. They have been frozen in the hibernation of time so that they continue to reproduce the same product over and over and over. And the origins of heirloom seeds is just very basic natural processes that happened back in the days where people farmed and planted gardens for their living, and they gathered their seed. They'd plant a certain type of tomato, and after that tomato came to fruition and put on fruit, they would save the seeds and plant them next year. So heirloom seeds are seeds that's been from generation to generation collected and saved by families and farmers. And now what we have is we have guilds of seed savers, people who have seen the importance of the heirloom seeds, and they continue that practice. And they will take one or two of these seeds, and they'll keep them and perpetuate them forward. And out of that come these guilds to where there are consortiums of people who pull their seeds together. So that's where you get heirloom seeds from, is small family farmers who grow one or two varieties, and then they come together in guilds where they preserve these seeds. Now, the importance of an heirloom seed is whatever plant that you plant, when you harvest the seed from that plant and replant it, it brings back the same plant. If you take the seeds from a tomato, for an example, that you buy at the grocery store, and you plant those seeds, what comes up will not be what you bought because it's been hybrid, hyper-hybrid. And the seeds you buy in the big box stores, most of them are hyper-hybrid, and you cannot collect the seeds and replant those seeds and harvest another crop.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Buck Keeley.
At this time of year, health and happiness is at the top of everyone's list. Staying in shape and lowering fat intake, reducing the chance of heart disease and early illness. Exercising daily along with a commitment to better health and nutrition will help you keep fit, not only for the new year, but for life. That's from Anytime Fitness, where we're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's Anytime Fitness, 325 Winneka Parkway in Lafayette. For information, call 720-890-7437.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess Bobbilly and he was just talking about the difference between hybrid seeds and the seeds that you ordinarily will get from the big box stores. And what you're saying is then many of the seeds you'll get from the big box stores, you plant them, the plant comes up, but if you save those seeds, they will not germinate?
They will germinate and produce a plant. Many of them will, but the plant it produces will not produce the fruit that you planted. It'll be some ancient ancestor that they have commingled with it, and it'll not be a source of good food to eat. It won't produce food to eat. But equally as important on the heirloom seeds is it carries with it the natural components that plant has. It's not been adulterated, and so you're going to produce from the heirloom seed a better fruit, a better tasting fruit, and a more healthy natural fruit. But the most important part is that you cannot repopulate on the hyperhybrid seeds. That once that you get that seed in the ground and you grow the plants, the seed that you collect from the new plants that grew will not produce the same plant as the parent plant. And it's not sustainable, nor can you renew your crops from it. So the only seed that you can certify that you can recruit the seed and replant them and get products from would be your heirloom seeds.
Now, of course, you actually grow heirloom seeds yourself, and you get them from other people who grow them, and you offer them. And, of course, one of the things that's important, ladies and gentlemen, is I think you should have a supply of seeds on hand that will last for many years. In other words, you'll get them, you'll bury them, and, of course, they come in a regular container specifically for that. Why don't you tell our listeners about the heirloom seed packets that you have that can be buried or put into a cool, dry place, someplace where they can be kept for many years in case something should happen where, of course, we don't have ready access to getting fruits and vegetables, and we're going to have to start producing them on our own, just as our ancestors did. How can people get those specific kits?
Along with selling single packets of seeds and then what we call value packs for your gardening that you can buy and consume immediately, we sell what we call seed banks. And what they are is that we have three different varieties of seed banks. We have a basic seed bank, and there's enough seed for vegetables and grain to plant over an acre of land. It'll have all of your basic varieties for your garden of tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers and radishes and onions and squashes, and it'll have corn and all the basic items you would find in a garden, as well as wheat seed. So you're able to plant wheat and recoup it for harvesting the seed of the grain and making flour out of it, but at the same time harvesting that seed and using it for sprouting. So we have over an acre worth of garden in our basic seed bank, and then we have a personal seed bank, which plants the same basic items, only smaller quantities, for a half acre. And then we'll take any seeds that you select that you want to personally put in a seed bank, over $50 worth of seeds, and we'll pack those for free in our seed bank. So what a seed bank is a PVC drywall pipe that's been sealed against water and light. And the enemies of seed is heat, water, and light. You don't want water to get into your seeds. You don't want sunlight to hit your seeds. And you don't want them in a high heat area because it'll sterilize them. So this seed bank can be thrown into your freezer, and it'll keep there for many, many years, 20 years plus. The seeds will still have germination rates that are acceptable. You can dig in your garden, in the corner of your garden, dig down a couple of foot where you have normalized temperatures. That'll be around 60 degrees or so, depending where you live. And you can plant, set that seed bank in your garden. It'll keep for many, many years with acceptable germination rates. Or in your root cellar, someplace that you have cool and dark areas that you have around your house, in a closet that's not in a well-heated room. So someplace where the temperature doesn't get extremely high, and it'll keep for many, many years with a good acceptable rate of germination on those seeds. Everyone should have that ultimate security. If something happens where our supply systems are interrupted, or you have an EMP, or there's some reason why that you cannot get to the market, your first line of defense is have the seeds there for yourself, as well as they'll make a great bartering tool. There'll be people looking for the same resources you have held for yourself, and you can barter those for other goods and services that you may need. So everyone ought to have a seed bank, and then they ought to be growing a garden now. If you don't know how to plant and maintain a garden and harvest it and then preserve the food, when that time comes, it's not a good time to learn to swim when you're in the middle of the ocean. So you need to start gardening now so that you understand how it operates. But along with that, it's fun. If you have children, it's a great way to involve them in your life. And then the food that you produce is far superior to anything you're going to buy at the store. And so start gardening now. Get you a seed bank for that just in case. And enjoy gardening while you can.
All right. Now, when you're planting seeds, should you just put them in one at a time, or should you put two or three in together just to make sure one germinates?
Well, it depends what you're planting. That germination is not so much a consideration of how you plant, but the germination rate on our seed is going to be 90% plus, and so that it's not so much that you need to put in three seed to get one plant. But when you're planting, for an example, squash, you'll hill up a mound of dirt, and you want to put three or four seeds on that hill so that you produce a network of squash plants off of it. And so it's a good use of your area of your garden, and it provides then pollinization for each other, that the squash are not, there are self-pollinators. They need to be close together. When you plant like onions, there's two ways to approach that. Many people just will put down a row of seeds, and then they'll come back as these little onions come up, or radishes, or turnips, or beets, and then thin them out to about 3 to 4 inches apart. But that's, to me, a waste of seed if you're going to plant them and then pull them out. So I would recommend folks making seed tape, and that's simply taking a strip of paper, either a newspaper or a piece of brown paper about an inch wide, take and make up some flour and water glue, and put a spot every 3 or 4 inches down that paper, and shake your seeds over that when you're on top of another piece of paper, and then shake the seeds off of that tape, and you'll have the proper spacing for your radishes and onions and beets and turnips and those kind of things. So, and the same thing with your lettuce. It's real easy to over-sow your lettuce to make sure that you're putting the seeds proper distance apart so you're conserving your seed, as well as saving yourself the labor of going back and thinning out the seeds you plant. And so that's the way that we do it. It makes it easier to plant. Tomatoes and peppers, single seed in your starting containers is sufficient. So a single seed for what you want to plant, you're going to have a good germination rate. And so don't overseed and waste your seed.
All right. And because basically what you're talking about is little cups, maybe made out of newspapers or cardboard or something, that you would start your tomatoes and your peppers in. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. That when you're starting your seed indoors for transplanting, whatever containers you're using, only put one seed in there. And sometimes that's hard, and if you get two in there, that's all right. They're little seeds. But try to get one seed per cell for what you're planting for your tomatoes and your peppers that's going to be transplanted outside.
Now, would you explain to our listeners how you actually start those tomatoes and peppers and use a black bag for it? Or just give them that information, because I thought it was fascinating.
But the tomatoes and peppers need to be planted, tomatoes 6 weeks before your last frost and peppers 8 weeks before your last frost. And the way that you do it, it's the seed contains everything it needs once the conditions are right to germinate and put up a little plant. And so it doesn't need light. It doesn't need nutrients. The soil could be sterile. Everything it needs is in that seed. It requires two things for that to happen. One is the proper temperature in the soil, and the second is moisture. So you pick a place in your house, and an ideal place where it's on top of a hot water tank. If you have an electric hot water tank, you're going to have surface level to where you can put plants on that. Or you can find an area in your house to where you can put down either a heat strip, or you have the conditions that's right where the temperature soil for tomatoes ideally is 75 degrees and peppers is 80 degrees. So someplace in your house on top of a refrigerator is another good place for it. And you take your cells that you're planting your little seeds in, whether it's ones you buy at the store or whether you're making them yourself, plant your seed in there and water them, and then slip into a black plastic bag. The seeds need to be dark. They're planted under the ground, and the darkness of the bag helps with that. But also the bag will hold the moisture in so that you're not having these seeds dry out. And once you plant them and put them in a bag, put them on top of your hot water tank or on top of your refrigerator or wherever you're putting them for germination, in about 5 days, these little seeds are going to be popping out of the ground, and you're going to see the first set of leaves, little green leaves that's popping up. And now you move them to where there's light, and you pull them out of the black plastic bag, and you put them into the light, and photosynthesis begins to take place, and it will begin to develop. There's still enough nutrients in that little seed where you don't need to add any type of food to the soil. And then when the first set of true leaves come on, the plant will be about 2.5 or 3 inches tall, and the first set of true leaves will come out. Now the plant will have 4 leaves. That's when you transplant it to a soil that has nutrients in it, and begin the process of growing the plant. And that's about a week out to a week and a half out, about 10 days, the plant starts putting on its first set of true leaves, and then that's when you transplant them to a soil that actually has nutrients in them and get them in the sunlight for the amount of light it needs, about 6 hours a day.
You mean there's really not sufficient nutrients in the planting soil that you're using? You said that, or you were talking about putting them in then to soil that you've actually added fertilizer to.
Yeah, there's two types of soil that you need to use when you're starting transplants. One is a starting soil. It's a sterile soil that doesn't have any bacteria in it that could cause the seed to be contaminated. This is for a more successful germination. God's been doing this a long time by the tomato falling on the ground, and the right temperatures come, and the right seasons come, and the right moisture comes, and these seeds will grow up and make tomato plants. But for a higher success rate and for a more healthy plant, you start out with sterile soil, and then you transplant into a potting soil that has nutrients in it. And so some folks make their own seed soil by taking soil out of their own gardens and putting it in their ovens at 200 degrees for an hour to kill all of the bacteria that's in the soil, any of the microorganisms that could be detrimental to it, and use that to start their plants in. But for starting your plants, you use a media that has no nutrients in it, has no microorganisms in it, it has no bacteria in it. And that gives you a greater chance of success of having more of your seeds actually produce for you plants. Last year, I had one of my customers call, and they had about half of their tomato plants that failed after they planted them, and they were beside themselves. They didn't know why half the seeds failed. Well, what they did is they went out in their garden, they dug up a spade full of soil, and they came in and they put their plants into that soil, and the microorganisms and the bacteria of the soil, once the seeds begin to grow, infected them and they died, and the other half was not healthy. So we sent them more seed and gave them suggestions about how to do their start, and they had 98% of the seeds come out with healthy plants. So you start them in a sterile soil. Once you get your first set of true leaves, that's when you put them in a nutrient-rich environment to grow.
Well, now, basically, you know, this sterile soil, can you buy that down at the nursery? I mean, most people, I think, are going to start the things in planting soil, but that really isn't sterile?
Your potting soil you buy is not a sterile soil. You want to buy a soil that's designed for your doing your own planting of your seed. And you can buy that at any garden center, any big box store, and you can make your own just by taking soil in your garden and baking it in the oven for 45 minutes to an hour at 200 degrees and make your own. It's not a hard thing to do. As a matter of fact, you can take those tomato seeds and put them on a paper towel that's wet, and they will grow the plants, only they won't be healthy because they're not standing upright when you transplant them. They need absolutely no nutrients for them to grow into the first set of true leaves, and that's when they need the nutrients.
All right, well, what do they call, if you're going to the nursery, what do they call the initial soil where you're going to be? Do they call it potting soil, or do they...
It'll be a seed starting soil.
Seed starting soil. Okay, fine. Well, we'll be back in just a moment. Our telephone number is, of course, 877-254-7524. If you have a question for Buck, 877-254-7524. Now's the time to...
Alpha Plastics and Design in Fort Collins salutes the men and women of our military and veterans for the sacrifices they've made. Keep them in your thoughts and prayers until these trying times are over. America's troops are fighting hard to defend our great country and keep freedom alive worldwide. This military tribute has been from Alpha Plastics and Design, 201 Rome Court in Fort Collins. Also visit their website, alphapd.com, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and sacrifices. DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor would like to take this time to say thank you to all of the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. Business owners, consider hiring veterans, our most dependable force. And to those heroes back home from missions abroad, you know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor, reminding all of us that our freedom has never been free.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Buck Seeley, who is certainly a professional seed grower for heirloom seeds. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you have any questions for Buck, well, Buck, the things then that you would certainly plant And the little cups would be tomatoes and peppers, anything else that you'd plant like that, rather than just simply put directly into the ground. How about squash? Would it be better to put our squash into planting cups, or should those go directly in the ground?
The only way I would recommend doing seed starting and transplanting for squash is if you live in a very, very short growing season way up north. The reason why is that squash plants does not transplant well. That they're a very delicate plant, and when you disturb the soil from around the roots, the root collar easily gets infected and dies. That successful transplanting the squashes is very difficult. If you're going to do that, make sure that when you prepare your garden, have the hole opened up for these guys, and when you take them out of the cups or the pots that you planted them in, do not disturb any of the soil around the roots. Now, it's the exact opposite when you're planting tomatoes or peppers. You want to break the root ball open. But for your squash plants, you want to handle them very, very carefully and not break the soil from around them. Gently pack the soil around them and make sure you get it tight around the root ball. That one of the most common reasons why transplants fail when you put them in is that the roots are exposed to oxygen. Oxygen will kill the roots of the plant. And so if you don't have the plants tightly packed in the roots to the soil, there's a chance that oxygen will get in and it'll kill part of the roots. And one of the ways you assure that is once you take that plant and put it in the ground and you pack the soil around it, in the case of squash, very gently, you don't want to disturb the root ball, then you take and lightly pour or sprinkle water over that plant. You want to be careful, particularly once you get on the squash plants, that when you water them for the first time after you transplant, and everything you transplant should be immediately watered for two reasons. One is to seal the soil around the roots so oxygen doesn't get in there, and to assist the plant with the shock of a transplant. Make sure that on the squash plants you very gently water around the root ball, but you want to water thoroughly so that that soil settles in around the root ball so those roots don't have any oxygen. But if you're in a warmer zone, the squash plants very rapidly grow. And for most of your kindergarten and elementary school projects, when they plant seeds, they'll plant a squash seed because it grows very rapidly. They can see the process in one school week. But if you'll take your seeds and plant them about a quarter inch deep on the mounds of dirt, like we talked about mounding up a hill of dirt for the squash plant, put them in about a quarter inch deep, and then pack the soil tightly around it, water them, and the soil temperature when it's around 50 degrees for squash, which is early spring, within 3 days, you're going to see a plant come up. Within a week, you're going to see a 3-inch plant with true leaves. Within 2 weeks, you're going to see a plant that's a foot tall. And it's very inexpensive. If you go to a garden center or a box store and buy a squash plant, you're going to pay around $2 for a transplant. For $2, you can get 25 seeds. You'll get 25 of those plants. So for the economy of it with it itself, it only makes sense to plant the seeds. But also for the success rate, you'll have a higher success rate and a much easier time planting your squash. That same thing is true for cucumbers and any other vining plant.
Well, now, how far apart should they be planted? You know, and I'm going to be planting in these 3-foot trays. Would we be able to put a plant at either end, or would we put a whole series of them in? How far apart would we plant the seeds?
Well, you can trellis summer squash. Of course, your winter squash, they're much larger squash, and there's a lot more effort to try to trellis those. But your zucchini squash and your yellow crookneck squash, your cucumbers, in a container garden like you're talking about, you can trellis those, and just simply, as they grow, you weave the vines in and out of a trellis, either a wire trellis or a wooden trellis, and you can vertical grow these kind of plants. Ideally, for trellis growing is to have a container pot that's by a fence or has a back wall to where that you can use that as a place where the plants grow up. And they make a very beautiful plant and trellis very well. So if you're container gardening, you may want to consider trellising. If you're not going to trellis your plants, you'll have to groom these plants because a squash plant will put out runners as far as 15 feet. And so you'll have to groom these plants and to train them into the container you're at and trim back the runners as they begin to go out so that you have a more controllable plant. A zucchini plant puts out less runners, and they grow more vertical. And so a zucchini yellow or green would be good for container gardening, and you'll have less to deal with as far as the vining and the runners it would put out. And like you said, maybe one at each end of your containers. I would give, in a garden for a non-vining like a zucchini squash, I would give a 6-foot diameter basis around each one of them so that they're easy to get into and harvest and to as well as cultivate around them. For your vining, such as your yellow crookneck and buttercup squash and others like that, I just put them in an area of the garden knowing they're going to take over and there's going to be vines everywhere. And I just try to step between them when I'm going to the plant, to maintenance the plant, or when I'm harvesting the fruit. And same thing with your winter squash. All of your winter squash are viners, and they'll take over a huge area. So a six-foot area for all of those is sufficient and give you nice areas to work in.
All right. Now, how can people get in touch with you? What's your telephone number? What's your website? And they give that a couple of times. Again, our telephone number, if you have a question for Buck or anything about growing, and he's an expert at it, our number is 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. How can people get in touch with you, Buck?
You can reach us via telephone at a toll-free number. It is 1-888-866-9132, 1-888-866-9132. And we'd be glad to help you over the phone. But the best way to actually experience our seed products is to go to the website, and that's seedcatalog.com. If you have internet accessibility, just go to your address bar, type in seedcatalog.com, all one word, and that'll take you to our website. And there you'll find a lot of very helpful information on what genetically modified seeds are, what heirloom seeds are, and the importance of it. And then click on any of the shop for seeds on that page and take you into the store, and it'll let you have access to all of our seeds and the helps that we have as far as how to plant and when to plant, as far as what zone you live in, and even some recipe tips on how to prepare the food and how to preserve the food. So the far best way to contact us is through our website. But if you give us a call, Ms. Susan will be glad to help you with anything, including send you a catalog or help you order if you're having trouble on the website. Knowing what you need or understanding how to order, she'll be glad to help you walk through that.
Well, now, if people were to get these this kit or this set of long-term seeds that have come sealed in a pipe, basically, what are they going to get? What sort of seeds will they get?
That on both the basic and on the personal seed banks, the personal will be a smaller subset. The basic will be the largest. You're going to get a variety of tomatoes, 5 or 6 different types of tomatoes.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Passover is coming on Saturday, March the 23rd, and you're invited to celebrate Yeshua's Passover with the Beth Messiah Congregation. Again, Passover is March 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza Hotel. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations. Deadline is March the 8th. Main entrees are lamb and turkey. Adults are $35. Children 10 to 12 are $15. Children 6 to 9 are $13. Children 5 and under are free. Call today 1-800-205-6245 for your Passover reservations.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or case of water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline, high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Buck Seeley of SeedCatalog.com. SeedCatalog.com. Our number, if you'd like to call in, have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And Buck was starting to tell us about the various types of seeds that come if you get one of these long-term storage units. So basically, what seeds would people be getting?
As I was saying, that there will be a smaller subset in the personal seed bank that there is in the basic seed bank, but you're going to get several varieties of tomatoes, a Cherokee purple, beefsteak, a vining cherry tomato, as well as a good German storage tomato for a slicer. And so there will be five or six varieties of tomatoes. There will be five or six varieties of your sweet peppers, including the California Wonder, which is a prolific producer, red Moconi peppers. You'll also have in there a subset of all of our squash, summer squash and winter squash. You're going to have beet seeds and turnip seeds and lettuce seeds and reddish seeds, which give you early garden, which is important to get started with in gardening to immediately have product as soon as possible. You're going to have broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage seeds in there, as well as you're going to have some of the more easy to plant seeds that immediately produce product. And those would be your pea seeds that you put in the fall time and as soon as the weather gets correct for germination, very early spring prior frost, the plants are going to come up. That's where you're able to get that in there. You have asparagus seed that will be in there that allows you to put in the seed asparagus. It's a longer term. It's a 2 to 3 year project to seed asparagus. But all the seeds you need, including wheat seed to harvest for grain as well as to harvest the grains for sprouting, enough to produce enough wheat for about 70 pounds of ground flour out of the seed bank. But, of course, all of these plants, you're going to grab some of the seed and you're going to save those for the next year's harvest. So you'll have all your basic garden vegetables, including some of the more exotic ones like your asparagus that is not so much for quick remedy but for long term. And then an asparagus plant, once established, will live 20 years and produce asparagus every spring. And then your grains for being able to have grindable flour and things like that. So that's what you'll get in your seed bank, as well as some instructions on how to plant. There will be some instructions sealed in there, so that when it comes time to plant them, you'll have an idea of what you need to do. And all of that is good, and everybody should have a seed bank for that just in case for themselves, but also to barter for other goods and services. But if you're not a gardener, you need to start gardening now. So while you're buying that seed bank, select one of our value packs. You'll save about 30% when you buy a value pack where we have pre-selected seeds that's set for a large backyard garden or a small backyard garden or for a balcony garden. And then we have the lovers packs where we'll have several varieties of our tomatoes in one pack or of our herbs in one pack. So make sure that if you're buying a seed bank and you're not currently gardening, that you buy seed that you can start learning to garden with. And if you are a gardener, there's not a better resource for heirloom seeds than seedcatalog.com. We have many, many varieties, over 250 different varieties of seed that you can select and get your garden started. And if you're a gardener, once again, I encourage you to make sure that you plant heirloom seeds. So at harvest time, you can gather those seeds and save them for next year. It's funny. My grandparents would have never considered going to the store and buying seeds for their garden. Every year, they gathered their seeds, and they would get with their neighbors, and they would often exchange seed for seed so they could have different varieties. But they were never considered buying seed year after year. That's a concept that came away with this disposable generation, to where we buy new every year and throw away the old every year. Buy heirloom seeds, you buy them once, and you will collect the seed every year from then on. And it's very simple to store them from year to year. If you're not looking for long-term storage, you collect your seed out of your cucumbers, you collect your seed out of your tomatoes, you collect your seeds off the top of your lettuce when it bolts, and you take those seeds and let them dry out for about 10 days on your countertop to where they're dry, and you put them in a jar and put them in the cupboard in a cool, dark place, and they'll be ready to plant next year. And once you buy heirloom seeds, if you collect your seeds, you'll never have to buy seeds again.
Well, let's take cucumber seeds. How do you get the seeds out of the cucumber? I mean, I get a cucumber, and, you know, you slice it, you see the seeds inside there, and you just sort of go ahead and eat them. But how do you actually, say, collect the seeds from a cucumber or from a tomato?
When you're going to gather seeds, there's one very important thing you need to do, and that is let the plant stay on, let the fruit stay on the plant till it's fully mature. For cucumbers, we oftentimes pull them before they're completely mature because we want the smaller seeds because they're edible and they add nutrients and taste, and I like the seeds out of my cucumber. But when you get the larger cucumbers where you have the bigger seeds, what oftentimes people do is they'll split the cucumber down the middle and take a spoon and drag the seeds out because they're getting hard and they're not palatable to the palate. And that means that cucumber is getting mature. So you let one of the cucumbers, and you don't have to let any but one, because one cucumber is going to give you hundreds of seeds. Let one cucumber stay on there till it gets large and starts to turn yellow. It'll bleach with the sun a little bit, and it'll not be shaped like the long, skinny cucumber that you buy at the store. It's going to be a different shape because it gets bigger in the middle. But let it stay on there until it's mature. Keep picking all the other ones off, because if you let them all mature, then your plant's going to quit producing. It's going to bolt to seed, and it thinks it's done with its job. Just let one stay on there, and then when it's fully mature, and it'll be large in all the other cucumbers, it'll have some yellow on it, you take it off the vine, and you split it down the middle. You take a spoon and run down the center of it, and that'll pull out the seed pods. And then you take those seeds and put them in a bowl of water, and you wash them around a little bit to get the membrane off of them. And then you put the seeds on a paper towel and put them on the counter for 7 to 10 days to where they're dry. And then you can roll them up in that paper towel, or you can take them off the paper towel, put them in a jar with a lid, and put them in a cool, dark place, and they'll be ready to plant next year. And for all of your squashes, that's a good method for gathering your seeds. You let one mature, and you wash off the membrane. For tomatoes, it's a little more difficult to get the – it's not difficult, but it takes an extra step. For the tomatoes, you let a tomato mature till it's soft. To the touch, you know, it'll be mushy. You pull it off and you open it up and you take the seed pods out and you put the seed pods in water for about 3 to 4 days, and this funky black fungus will grow on the top. And what it is, it's that membrane falling off the seeds. You wash that off, dry the seeds, and store them for next year.
We're out of time, Buck. God bless, and we'll talk to you later. Once again, your telephone number?
1-888-866-9132, or reach us at seedcatalog.com.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
At Ram, we only build trucks. That's why there's only one true truck month. So it's no surprise that the new Ram 1500 has been named the 2013 Motor Trend Truck of the Year and the 2013 North American Truck of the Year. It features an available Torque Flight 8-speed transmission that achieves best-in-class 25 mpg highway and a 100,000-mile 5-year powertrain warranty. Come see the new Ram 1500 at the only true truck month, Ram. Trade in your vehicle and get $7,700 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 equipped with a Hemi V8 engine. Standard pickup class, EPA estimated V6 4x2. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include $4,500 total cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Trade-in vehicle must be registered to qualified buyer for at least 30 days. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 3-4. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group LLC.
And here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our conversations. We'll be having Buck on every month to talk about certainly beginning to learn how to be able to grow vegetables. Are we going to have a crisis? I believe God is going to bring his judgment on this country, and I believe we're facing some terrible times ahead. I may be wrong, but we're just going to have to wait and see. But there's no instance in all history where a nation has turned against God, where God has not eventually brought his vengeance on that nation. Happened over and over again to the children of Israel, and I think we should learn from what happened to them. The same situation could develop here very, very readily, whether it be an EMP attack or a nuclear attack. We're going to war with Iran. It's only a matter of time, ladies and gentlemen. This thing is all laid out, and, of course, eventually we're going to war with the Muslim world. That's why, of course, we're toppling all of these countries over there and turning them over to the Muslim Brotherhood, which we have financed going back to the end of the Second World War. And if you don't believe that, why, of course, we carry the book, The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game, which goes into the origin of the Muslim Brotherhood, financed by the MI6, British Intelligence. America picked it up after World War II. Creating the best enemy money could buy, but we did that with the Germans, with the Nazis, after all. I mean, how was Adolf Hitler able to take over in Germany in 1933, a bankrupt nation without an army, and 5 years later he was able to attack Austria and Czechoslovakia? Very simply, American banks, American corporations, 100 of them, building the weapons of war so we could have a horrible and bloody conflict. And we're doing exactly the same thing with the Muslim world today, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing the same thing with the Muslim world. Who do you think is arming and training and financing the Syrian, so-called Free Syrian Army that's attacking the Assad's government over there in Syria? Why, we are. But we can't let the common American people understand that everything is a facade. Everything is aimed towards bringing about the world government and the new world financial system and destroying Christianity. And it's all going according to plan, but the average American has no idea what's taking place. Well, if you want to get the book on the Devil's Game, you want to get the books on how we financed Adolf Hitler, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. The book on the Muslim Brotherhood, The Devil's Game. And of course, most of the book is accurate. The reason for this, of course, I don't believe the author understands. He doesn't understand the spiritual battle that's going on today, but his facts on the Muslim Brotherhood are excellent. You need, of course, to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand what's going on today. If you want to know how we finance the communists, I mean the Nazis, the book Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, that's Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, and my conversations with him in a 4-CD set, The War Against the Jews. That's America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, and my interviews with John, The War Against the Jews, and, of course, the book The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan by Dr. Cuddy. The book, certainly, Trading with the Enemy by Charles Higham, we don't carry, but another source of information, But you see, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. It's very hard to believe that we financed the North Vietnamese all during the Vietnam so they could finance the South Vietnamese so they could kill our boys. But how could you have a war if you didn't have an enemy? A terrible, terrible world. Until tomorrow at the same time, our number 877-800-544-7. Until tomorrow, may the Lord bless you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments. Fabrication Services, Inc. recognizes and salutes the men and women in uniform standing tall for our freedom. Let's remember them this February in our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts abroad with our support at home can help keep America